Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you miss something.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you? Should be the center of your day. Well, you can listen to John and Ken on demand, the podcast, and listen anytime you want, day or night.
Yeah, and in about 15 minutes, there'll be another keyword. There's one more on this show. Conway's got another keyword. You can win some money from KFI and our lovely corporate iHeart people. So be listening for the keyword, and John repeats it in case you're a little distracted when it first plays. That's coming up around 3:20. Then follow the instructions to win the money. Coming up later on in the hours, you know, John, I know you're going to be riveted to the television in 2 hours watching old Joe speak to the nation about Israel, Hamas, and Ukraine. Actually, he's going to talk about wanting to grab a whole lot of money to throw to Ukraine and Israel. So,
Let's hope he makes it to the end.
Yeah, it's 8 p.m. Do you think he's going to be really kind of hunched over?
He's.
You say his day ends at like 9, right? Or 11?
12? No, his public day is only from
I think it was
10 to 4. 10 p.m.
Oh, 10 p.m. to
10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You will not see him in public.
Well, he'll be in public tonight. It'll be 8 p.m.
Right. But most work days, that's why this is highly unusual. Most work days, he has no public events after 4 o'clock. He goes to bed.
Do you think he's recovered enough from that long trip all the way to Israel and back?
What was that tape we played before?
Yeah, he was on Air Force One talking to reporters. It's very slow and very, you have to really lean in to hear him.
It can't last long.
Anyway, there's a couple of rifts too to talk about in Congress. Obviously, the Republicans with the speaker thing, but the Democrats, this is interesting. Some of them are coming after Biden for the support of Israel. We'll give you all this in a few minutes. Well, leave it to the Daily Mail, the tabloid out of the United Kingdom, to do some digging to tell us a little bit more about the perpetrator of that horrible crash in Malibu the other night. This was Tuesday night, where 4 college students were killed. We now know their names. Naima Ralston, Peyton Stewart, Asha Weir, and Deslin Williams. They died on the scene of Pacific Coast Highway, an area known locally as Dead Man's Curve. Wasn't that a song?
Yeah, Jan and Dean.
Jan and Dean.
But that was about another road.
That was about another road. The headline is from the Daily Mail: star baseball player Frazier Michael Bohm, 22, who crashed into 4 Pepperdine sorority sisters in fatal BMW crash off a bend on the Pacific Coast Highway, went to a $31,000 a year high school, and his family home is an $8.7 million beach mansion. All right, what do you conclude quickly from seeing that headline, right? some sort of privileged rich kid.
I think that's the impression the Daily Mail was giving. Yeah.
Yep. 2 days after his 22nd birthday is when this happened. 6 foot, 490 pound, 22-year-old. And again, all they're talking about is speed. They are still saying that he did not test positive for any alcohol or drugs.
No, but he was driving quite erratically from any report I read. He was just swerving all over the place like a lunatic.
But he wasn't racing anybody from what we know. So
no.
He was just enjoying driving fast in his car.
I guess so. I mean, it's just he was driving so crazy, people just assumed it must be a race. But they haven't found any evidence that he was racing somebody. But you've seen these guys. I mean, we see them all the time on the interstates and certainly on PCH. They're just lunatics, and they swerve across lanes, pass everybody up. They're going 80, 90, 100-plus miles an hour. And I don't know if they're jacked up on drugs or they're in a bad mood or this is a great sport for them, and they're psychopaths.
Well, according to the Daily Mail digging, he had 8,000 followers on Instagram, which showed his lavish Los Angeles life, flying on private jets, posing with celebrities, and attending swanky dinners.
I think everybody knows that type of kid.
His parents actually looked like they got divorced a number of years ago. Now, his bond, it says, was set at 50 grand, but payment was not required because he was freed by police or still further investigation. I mean, sometimes if you hit somebody and you stay at the scene, it could be, quote, just a terrible, tragic accident, and you're not going to be charged. Now, I'm not saying that's the case here, but that's probably what they're talking about.
They
have to put together a case. They can't just say, well, we know he was speeding, but they have to get all the evidence together.
And, you can only hold somebody for 48 hours.
Right.
And if there's any part of the case is complicated, and here, if you saw the photos, and the Daily Mail had a lot of them, these cars were shredded and crumpled.
Yeah, I wonder how fast he was going.
To me, it looks like he had to have been going like 100 miles an hour.
But it said he was unscathed. And according to the Daily Mail, he did try to leave, but onlookers apprehended him.
Yeah, they tackled him.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what the story says here.
Yeah, he got tackled. And there is a photo of him sitting on a cement bench near the cops.
Oh, at the scene?
At the scene, yeah. They've published that photo just today, just a few hours ago.
And again, reports are that Malibu's witnessed 4,000 traffic collisions on its 21-mile PCH just in the last decade.
So the girls, I hear, were standing in between two parked cars swerved and crashed into the first set of cars and then continued on and hit other vehicles, and they were standing in between somehow. And
were they trying to cross the street? Was it clear what they were doing?
I think they were standing and talking.
Oh,
and they were, you couldn't identify them immediately. That their bodies were so shredded by the crash. One of the stories said the police said he was texting at the time.
Oh dear!
No, this is from random stories. We'll see what's true in the end.
And possibly going very fast.
Yeah. Yeah, he's obviously just going fast. I mean, that's not a 20-mile-an-hour accident. That's just...
No. Do you think that they also got hit by the cars he hit? Is that what you're saying?
When he hit it such an incredible force that it pushed these cars into the girls. And they were squeezed in between.
So technically, at least it says here, according to the California Penal Code, he was released on the grounds that the officer is satisfied that so far there are insufficient grounds for making a criminal complaint against the person who was arrested.
They're not going to be able to charge him with murder because that has to be some kind of
manslaughter case.
This is vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence is what I saw.
Right.
Which is a few years in prison. Now, I don't know if that could be multiplied by the four deaths, but he's likely going to go for prison. I don't know how long.
That reminds me of that socialite. Remember the woman in the valley that ran down the kids in the crosswalk?
Yeah.
I remember that story, and I think that case is still pending before the courts, but I think that's what they charged her with, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? They're going to get their witnesses together. If he was speeding down PCH leading up to it, people will call in and said, I saw that guy. I saw that guy.
No.
And they'll start taking statements and they'll start, it'll point to the recklessness and the gross negligence, because the way the law is written is if you do something, even if your intent wasn't to kill, but it was so reckless and outrageous that you should have known that death.
But we don't have free will. We found that out earlier from the Stanford professor.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Whatever he was doing, he had no control over it.
He was programmed to do that.
See, that was going to happen.
So if you drive that recklessly, then a reasonable person should have known there was a high likelihood that this could be deadly.
Right.
And so that's why it becomes a felony crime and you end up going to prison. Now, I don't know how long he's going to last in prison, considering the clientele that is normally there.
The clientele? Oh.
He's 6'4", 190 pounds. That's pretty skinny.
This, again, is L.A. County. Who goes to prison? Right? He's got Gascon on his side.
Oh, I know. I mean, considering the climate, but boy, having four pretty sorority girls massacred
really
like this, he's going to have to pay for it. It's funny. I see so little about the girls all day long. I've been looking around to see where they're from, and nobody has written a thing. One of them lived in Georgia at one time. They're out of the area, I guess, or out of state, because you don't see any interviews with the family members locally who would be raising a ruckus here. So they must be scattered around the state or around the country.
Yeah, it says that they're all in their 20s, seniors at Pepperdine Seaver College of Liberal Arts.
Yeah.
But,
There was a frat party very close by. They think maybe the girls were going there. And they were part of this specific sorority.
All he had was minor scratches and bruises. Wow.
Yeah. Well, if you know what? An expensive BMW probably has great safety features and airbags that go off.
Right.
And so that's why he got away with it.
All right. When we return, your chance for money. A keyword will be revealed. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. Live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, we had mentioned earlier in the show that there was a protest action in Congress yesterday. There were protesters who showed up, and they were fired up by a Michigan congresswoman. We're going to play the audio in a moment because she's one of these people that, as far as I know, she hasn't apologized yet or made any retraction, but she was blaming...
Right. She's never going to.
She has blamed Israel, of course, for the bombing of the hospital in Gaza, which is very much in doubt based on all the evidence we've heard about so far. Her name is Rashida Tlaib. You may have heard of her. You may not have heard of her. But she is one of the first Muslims to serve in the United States Congress. In fact, she was the first to serve in the Michigan legislature. In 2018, she won the Democratic nomination for the U.S. House in Michigan's 13th congressional district. And as you might have guessed, the eldest of 14 children. Ooh. She was born to working class Palestinian immigrants in Detroit. So that explains her passion.
And she hates Jewish people and hates Israel.
Well, we're going to play you part of what she said to the crowd. And let's listen in.
But what is starting to get really, really, really clear and very loud is that somehow... many of us in this room, because of our political opinions, because maybe our faith is a certain faith, maybe because our ethnicity is a certain ethnicity, that somehow we're subhuman, that somehow we're not as equal to, again, of human to be able to live and really survive and be able to thrive in our country and in the world. It's like it doesn't even matter. And that's what's been really painful. It's just continue to watch people think it's okay to bomb a hospital with children.
Shame.
There you go. All right.
You know what's so hard sometimes is watching those videos and the people telling the kids don't cry. And like, let them cry. And they're shaking. And some of you know this. They keep telling them not to cry in Arabic. They can cry. I can cry. We all can cry. If we're not crying, something is wrong. And so I'm telling you right now, President Biden, not all America's with you on this one. And you need to wake up and understand that. We are literally, literally watching people commit genocide morning just like this, and we still stand by and say nothing. We will remember this, but all of you, you need to know, I swear to God, Allah, you are on the right side of history. You are. You're doing everything possible to save lives. What is wrong with that? Stop it with trying to politicize this. One goal, save lives. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's pretty worked up. This was yesterday, and as you know, a group went into the Cannon House office building. Capitol Police said 300 demonstrators were arrested.
That is a severely emotionally unhinged woman there. She's the source of her rage is a false story. The Palestinians killed all the Palestinians in the hospital.
Took advantage of an incredibly sympathetic story and went without the facts. You're right.
Right. So the aggressor were Palestinians who made a half-assed homemade rocket that malfunctioned and then killed hundreds of other Palestinians. There wasn't an Israeli within miles of this event. They didn't make the bomb. They didn't launch it. They weren't in the hospital. It was Palestinians killing other Palestinians. And by the time she gives this speech, the whole world knew it. So this is just pure propaganda, hysteria. She needs to be hospitalized.
If the rocket had not misfired and landed on its intended target, she would not have said a word.
It was intended to kill Jewish people. And she's angry that it killed Palestinians instead of the Jewish people. And her brain can't accept that it was Palestinians who set the rocket off. The Palestinians were the would-be murderers there. The Jewish people were the intended victims. And she inverted the entire event and told a big lie to whip up the crowd to believe the lie so that there'd be even more emotional energy against Jewish people in this country.
So right now, both parties are facing divides. Obviously, the Republicans can't get together to get a speaker. And the Democrats are starting to, and we should point out, she's one of the Democrat socialists. And of course, the term is the squad.
She's AOC's best friend.
Yes, I know. And what's her name? Ilhan Omar?
Yes.
You know, the woman from Minnesota. But I don't know how many Democratic socialists are on the Democratic Party in Congress in Washington, but they are starting to get pretty angry with Biden because they don't like all this help for Israel.
Well, I guess they're going to be, I guess she's going to be screaming and crying for a long time because we're going to be giving a huge billions of dollars to Israel.
And Israel, the American people support that.
Yes. Sorry. And it's the right thing to do. This is the correct thing to do when they were blindsided and the Israelis had their people slaughtered, at early in the morning on a holiday. This was 100% violent, murderous aggression by Hamas, which is a Palestinian terrorist group. And you cannot rewrite the facts. You cannot make up an alternate reality to justify your insanity.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeart Radio app.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4. You missed stuff today? Are you just showing up now?
What?
You're lucky.
You're fired.
You're lucky we don't throw you out.
You're late to work.
After 4 o'clock, we post John and Ken on demand on the iHeart app. Same show.
Oh, it's so that's like detention. You can stay after school to listen to the show.
That's right. And you've got to listen to the whole thing and write a report.
Yes. You'll hear about John's, he likes lobotomies. That's one thing you'll catch.
Yes, that's the word of the day. The theme of the show today is lobotomies.
We got the voice line, which returns tomorrow during this hour, so you still have time to leave a message using the iHeartRadio app or calling the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Do you have, John, a bug-out bag? Well, there's a story.
Know. Do I?
Well, you're the one with the bunker. There is a couple of companies.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Prepare what they call bug out bags. If you have to leave your home in a hurry, you need supplies, depending on what it is you're fleeing from. They say that they're selling big time. 1/3 of Americans bought prepper supplies like food, water, toilet paper, and survival kits at a cost of $11 billion. In the period between April 2022 and April of this year.
That's me.
40% of Gen Z people said they spent money on doomsday supplies, just beating millennials at 39%. Mm-hmm. The average prepper spent $150 on supplies.
You know,
the most common would be the food and water, toilet paper, medical supplies, survival kits.
You've heard the phrase, the wisdom of the crowds? when a large enough group...
The mob.
Has an instinct, go with that instinct. We're all picking up the vibes out there.
Well, it's not just because of what's going on, starting with Ukraine, Russia, right?
Yeah, for me.
Also,
yeah.
Israel, Hamas, and there's also earthquakes, fires. Mm. There seems to be a collection of reasons why people are doing this all around the country.
Civil war?
Civil war, right? There's people in this story that there's a woman in New York City that says she's got a bug out bag ready to go. It's actually for a family of four. But you know what? Better to be safe. I guess she lives alone. She doesn't need.
Mm-hmm.
The brands are Preppy and Judy. They were listed. Oh, this is Oprah's favorite things. Offer basic kits.
Now, this is.
They can be as low as $100 to. You can buy an advanced kit worth thousands of dollars of supplies.
Now, this is a bag that you can jump in your car and take off with.
That's right. Yes.
Right. Because I have everything anchored in the bunker.
Oh, so what are you going to do if you have to leave the bunker?
Well, now I'm...
Like the house is burning.
Now I'm... Well, I mean, I've always got stuff in my car, but not to the extent that we have in the bunker. And actually, this bug-out bag story made me think that...
The core of every kit is a military-grade 3-day supply of food and water with a 5-year shelf life. You did that. You got some of those things, didn't you?
I've got food that can last 25 years.
Oh, then you're ready.
Yeah, and I have buckets of it in the basement, in the bunker. Yeah. You laugh. You'll be an incinerated mess, and I'll be happily eating. I have Bunsen burners to warm
like
it up.
Like I said many times before, considering what the world may look like, I may be glad I got incinerated quickly.
Yeah, I know.
Hang on and die of some cancer from all the nuclear fallout, or your hair starts falling out. You're sitting there chewing on your MRE. Rawr, rawr. I'm alive, though.
I win.
And then I'll send you an exit bag. And that's at the bottom of the prepper bags, an exit bag. If all else fails.
Got to get a whole bag collection. Just I got to get the exit oxygen. Bag and the bug out bag.
Death by nitrogen. That's how they're going to kill people in Texas on death row.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, right. A nitrogen bag.
Yeah, that would be something that'd be cool. This guy who does these kinds of prepper sales said that his audience is increasing in diversity. people are becoming more and more aware of the problems in the world and how fallible things are. The story mentions that there has been severe flooding in places like New York City. And, of course, wildfires in Hawaii. Of course, that is a big story. And earthquakes, of course, here in California. So it's not just the idea that, you know, Putin is going to blow us all up or Iran's going to start a nuclear war with Israel.
Because we're so stupid. All these weather events or natural disasters have always gone on. But we're just too stupid in where we build, what we build, and how we protect ourselves from unusual events. You don't have to have these disasters. You just be rational. It's like, hey, we shouldn't have, you know, homes built on the beach during in a hurricane zone, right?
Right.
Just don't do that. But all right, we'll go do that. You know, don't build homes deep in the forest
where there's wildfires.
Yeah, right. It's like, don't do that. Right. A lot of these things just don't do. Then you do it, and a terrible thing that happened. Your fault. You built it there.
Yeah, I mean, this almost sounds bigger.
Why is it so hard for people to look at it that way? The default is always something happened to me and I'm a victim. Instead of, hey, you put yourself in play. What'd you think was going to happen someday?
I guess. These could be so big, though. They go beyond, you know, just living in the forest or living on the ocean.
I don't know. We used to live up in the hills. And then we had a fire scare one day. And we had to get somebody to run to the preschool and pick up our kid. And I remember we were driving down the hill and there was smoke everywhere and you could see some flames in the distance. And it really hit me. It's like, what the hell am I doing? What are we doing here? And then my wife and I were talking about possibly, you know, moving someday, downsizing to a smaller house. And she suggested an area. I go, that's the fire zone. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the fire zone. Well, what do you want that for? That's all you have to do is make a decision like, that's a fire zone. I don't live there. Not, I'm going to live in a fire zone and then wail and cry on television as I'm watching my home burn down. Don't go there.
Remember the show years ago with the mudslides, people that live on the top of the, you know, with the beautiful views. And then, well, if it rains too much, just everything comes slipping down.
They ended up with a beautiful view of the bottom of the ocean.
All right, we'll return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
The 30-year fixed mortgage rate is at 8%. That's not been seen since the year 2000. This ought to be crushing, like, the housing markets, right?
I heard a fascinating explanation today that the housing prices are still going up.
How can that be? Because it says here people taking out mortgage loans is dropping.
Yes, but because the interest rates are so high, anyone who has like a 2.8 interest rate, like we do, right? There's a chance we're gonna sell now and buy a house at 8%.
Okay.
So that has squished the supply. The supply is so small.
Oh, I see. That's what drives the price up. Anybody that's willing to buy has less to look at.
Yeah. Right? And also at the same time, there's so many people who can't afford to buy a house now because of the 8% rate that they're renting, which means the rental market's very competitive.
Very high,
it's driving up rental prices. It says
mortgage demand applications plunged 7% last week, sliding to levels not seen since 1995. Are we headed like the Jimmy Carter years with the interest rates?
I saw something today where if you buy an 8% mortgage now, it's going to add up to $500,000 in payments over the course of your loan for the average homeowner in the country.
Oh, wow.
Over 30 years. It's not hard to figure out that.
Yet it doesn't seem, because there was a couple of articles I read. Well, inflation, it's not really even moderating. It's still horrible. It's like these things are supposed to work if the Fed raises the rates, and now it's up to 5.5%, which hasn't been seen in two. That's the prime rate from the Fed in two decades. It's supposed to put a dampener on spending and inflation rates, and
Sometimes it does, and the next month's report comes out, and it's still pretty horrific. So
yeah, it's not working. Whatever these geniuses thought was going to happen, that's not what's happening.
I just think people just still want to spend, and they'll do what they have to do to spend. If that's borrowing, that's what they'll do. I'd like to see an updated report on, I did see one a few weeks ago on America's borrowing binge and how far out of control that is. Because, you know, if you're going to borrow too, you're going to have to pay these kinds of interest rates on some of these loans, whether it's credit cards or.
Yeah, I had a thing and I can't find it right now. Maybe this is it here. Cumulative inflation is well into double digits on all the things you buy in the grocery stores. If you add up the last 3 years, it's right. All in the 20s and 30% range. And that's what people are looking at every day. Because once you've decided I'm not going to buy a house or I'm not going to rent a bigger house, that inflation rate doesn't bother you, right? Because you're not dealing with those markets.
That's and right.
One-third of the consumer price index is the is housing and rent. But a lesser percentage is what's in the grocery store. But what's in the grocery store is what people see every day.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's why they're so crazy. And
it's like the gas prices. That's what you see every day driving by the stations.
And all the numbers are just ridiculous. And they stay. See, even if inflation slows down, you know, your eggs are still up 38%.
Yeah.
Just because it stopped going up doesn't mean you're not paying 38% more every time you go.
Yeah, that's the key with, well, inflation is moderating. That's because oil just went up a fraction, but it's still very high, right? Probably crazy.
All right, Conway's here.
Are you guys auditioning for a weekend financial show?
We're always auditioning.
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
Because Ken's got a background in finance, right?
Oh, yeah. I know. He's an accountant.
An accountant.
No, we're talking about Handel. There you go.
Financial
drop a non-sequitur.
Financial show on the weekend.
That's great.
KFI has a financial show on the weekend, don't
That's
we?
Right. That's right. Called Money Matters.
That's
or
it,
Money, I don't know.
You track
you
all this
to the
stuff.
Station 24-7.
I know. You know
you?
You know all this stuff.
The money... I mean, you come on the air and you're like, you heard us at 1 o'clock. I'm like, what does he do all day?
Yeah, that's true. The Money Whisperer on weekends, isn't it?
Money.
Like that. I do listen to the station all the time. I've been listening since I was a kid to the station.
Uh-huh.
And even before I worked here, I'd go to like a Target or Walmart, not bragging, but you know, I made a couple of bucks. And I would sit in the parking lot and listen to you guys and not get out until the commercial. And I'd see like five or six guys get out of their car. And you could like sort of hear it in the parking lot. It's a big station, man. It
all
really
of
is.
Them high.
All of them unemployed.
What are you all sitting in a parking lot at 2 in the afternoon?
At a Target or a Walmart, yeah.
You know, you got to stretch out everyone.
Those are the guys you keep your kids away from.
Yeah, there we go. These guys are cool.
That's great, man. It does make the show different when you are high, though. I will tell you.
Yeah, that. You've said that.
One day we ought to do it high.
Yeah, I thought you always did.
No.
But I like when you do the show drunk on from Katarina's Club. When you get buzzed. Like a sack of wine or a box of wine or something.
That's when he gets into the robe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, Kalina Astrinos is coming on today. They're doing something at KCAL that I got cornered into. And then Dean Sharp is coming on at 6:20. And so if you like both of those people, you got a hell of a show in front of you, bub.
That's all you need.
If you don't, what are you going to do?
Now, he's the Money Whisperer or the House
Whisperer? House Whisperer.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Right. But he comes on after the Money Whisperer.
Okay.
And the Cooking Whisperer.
Uh-huh.
The Fork Whisperer.
Yeah, the Fork Whisperer.
You got to print out a schedule for me so I can track all this.
He's on before all those guys.
Conway's right. On yeah, next.
Really. Here we go. Ding dong.
Ding dong with you.
Pressure's
come on.
The news.
Yeah.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.